The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. The Buckeyes are 5-1 in conference play and 8-1 overall. Ohio State visits Maryland on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
Take those now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Yes, Coach. When you go up against guys you've coached with, in DJ's case, you know, gave him his first job, do you have to separate the personal feelings pretty quickly? Or are they, you know, going into a game? And when you look at his teams, can you see your imprint on his coaching style?
Oh, kind of. You know, especially a guy like DJ I'm so close with, and Sarah, and his mom and dad as well. So, but we're all professionals, and he's the ultimate professional, so we just coach our teams and move on. And, you know, I'm very proud of DJ, and I see the, you know, hopefully I see what are the trademarks of our program, play hard, toughness, and the guys giving everything they can, and so very proud of them.
And just to follow up, did you see right from the time you hired him as a GA that this guy had something about him that, you know, not to say he'd be a head coach someday, but that he'd be, you know, a successful college coach?
Oh, no doubt. I immediately gave him full-time responsibility after about the first few weeks we were together. And I was having plans to, I left to go to Utah, but I was having plans to hire him full-time immediately after that first year. That's how good he was.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Ben Axelrod, Line of 10.
Hey, Urban. JT's coming up on Drew Brees' record for most touchdowns in the Big Ten. I'm not sure how familiar you are with Brees, but I know you have a relationship with Sean Payton. I was just wondering if you see any similarities in the, you know, they're both kind of smaller or shorter quarterbacks, the playing style of JT and Drew Brees.
Well, I study Drew Brees. I think he's fantastic. He's a competitive guy. I also was part of one of his losses. I was at Notre Dame when we lost to Purdue, and Drew Brees and Jim Joe Tiller was a coach, and he was a phenomenal player, and they hurt us with the bubble screens, so I'm a big fan of Drew Brees, and I certainly do see the competitive spirit in both of them, and the efficiency that they both work.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you. Coach, your defense has returned 6 interceptions for touchdowns, which is a school record. And I'm just wondering, you know, I know the mantra this week is beat Maryland, et cetera, but what is, if you look at it, what is special about, in particular, this 2016 defense thus far that you can put your finger on? What just, you know, what have you noticed that really catches your eye?
The athleticism in the back end, number one, but I think if you really study each one of those pick sixes, and we actually had one called back, yeah. Our guys are so well trained and they believe in our staff that, you know, every staff teaches, you know, go get a hat on hat and block for your teammate. Our guys take it to another level. I mean, a great example was Damon Webb's interception, and really both of them. Guys turned like their hair is on fire to go get blocks and escort it in the end zone. So, I think it's two. Number one is athleticism. Number two is the intensity and drive they have to go get blocks on blocks, body on body when there's an interception.
And where does that come from? I mean, obviously, you know, these guys have talked about it. They worked on that in the off season and things like that. Is that a new emphasis, you know, by you guys, or where do you think that's come from?
No, I think it's emphasis. I don't know if it's necessarily new because we've had some pick sixes before. I remember back when Steve Miller. The effort yep. everybody put, but I just think every once in a while you'll see teams emphasize certain things, and we certainly have emphasized that, and it's paying off.
Thanks, man.
Your next question is from Ken Rhoda, WHBC Radio.
Urban, on paper, you guys are favored to win this week, and talent-wise, there looks to be a disparity. But for you as a coach, when you go on the road against a so-called underdog. How do you keep, we use the term focusness, how do you keep the focusness of your guys to make sure there's no letdown?
Well, that's a great question, and that's one of the essence of this whole sport of college football. You know, a lot of people wake up on Saturdays and go, how did that happen? And I'm not one of those guys that do that because I know how it happens. And it's because you're coaching 18 to 22-year-olds. That's our job of his staff to be great leaders, and it's our older players' job to be great leaders. And what we're saying around here this week, those guys, our players made a decision to perform like they did Saturday. And you can throw that away if you don't perform again this week and perform that way in practice on Tuesday and Wednesday. So that's the whole mission. If we have a good Tuesday and Wednesday, I think we'll play well Saturday.
Along those same lines, for you as a psych major when you were in college, how much has that helped you deal with those 17, 18, 19, 20-year-olds and knowing what buttons to push, when to push them, how hard to push, and things like that?
It really has helped a lot. I've drawn upon my background many, many times. I've learned along the journey from other great people, and that's always a part of the game that I have enjoyed probably most of all, is the human spirit and the motivation of a team and individual. And so I've drawn upon it as more often than I ever imagined.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Steve McGarkey, Associated Press.
I was just wondering what you thought, whether margin of victory is something that maybe the playoff committee should take into consideration, and how effective, if at all, it is as a barometer of a team's strength.
Well, I think style of play, I don't necessarily believe that they should look at the score, but I think, you know, and I understand they do watch film and the execution and talent level of the teams, and that's often reflected in the score, but I don't think the score should be the ultimate, or you'll see teams starting to try to, you know, be, I guess the term, very unsportsmanlike. So I don't believe in that. I've heard that. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think the teams, I'm hoping that the committee, and I have great confidence there, just looks at the body of work, the strength of schedule, and then how they're playing.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Bill Landis, Cleveland.com.
Hi, Urban. I wanted to ask you about Jamarco Jones and go back to his recruitment a little bit. You seem to not really have any kind of policy against players who are committed visiting other places, but I'm wondering, when a player as talented as Jamarco takes a visit somewhere else that late in his process, just a few days before signing day, what that was like for you guys and sort of the if there was a battle at all to keep a guy who's obviously an important player for you now.
Yeah, he visited Michigan State. He had some friends that went to school there, and obviously Michigan State's a good place. And it was a little hectic, you know. We'd rather him not, you know. But I don't have some kind of hard fast rule that you're done if you visit. I understand. I have two daughters go through the recruiting process. I've done this for many years, and that's my whole premise about early signing and everything else. That there's only really one person that matters in this whole equation, and that's the player. And if he ultimately decided that that was a better place, then it would have been a hard pill to swallow, but so be it. So, you know, we try to develop great relationships with our signees and hope that doesn't happen, but every once in a while it does.
You said it was a little hectic. I mean, obviously he's a top 50 national offensive lineman. Any coach would want that. Can you maybe just go in a little more in-depth, I guess, on how hectic it was for you guys to make sure?
Yeah, I probably talked to his mom over the weekend, I'd say 60 times, because she was all Buckeye. And so I had her on speed dial nonstop until they gave me the okay. Everything's okay.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. Mike Weber ran for, it was only 71 yards, but he had some really nice runs. Could you talk about his development right now?
Yeah, I'm very pleased with Mike. Mike is also blocking very well, not quite to the level of Zeke downfield, but has been very solid. I love his growth. I think Tony Alford and him have done a very good job. He's been tight with the ball, and I really like his development for a first-year player.
And also, on a different note, you talked after the Penn State game about just how tough it was to play two tough games like that, two top opponents. That's kind of what Maryland's facing this week. I mean, how difficult is it, especially the second week of playing a top team?
Oh, just the wear and tear on the young people playing the game, and then throwing the fact that the night games, when you're getting home at 5:30 in the morning, you know, those add the extra that throws off your whole week. So, yeah, I think it's very difficult. And you know, once again, the people that matter the most are the guys out there doing it, and it's the wear and tear on the bodies is real.
Thanks, Irvin.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.